Grace and peace to you in the name of Jesus, our blessed Lord and Savior. Amen. I want to talk about the Old Testament reading God's word to the prophet Jeremiah today. We pray, Lord, pour out the Spirit always when your word's taught and proclaimed, that we would hear it, receive it in faith, and follow it. Grant us strength, understanding, and peace in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, is First Lutheran Church a ball or a wall? Which one? Because we as a church or as individual Christians are really one or the other. We are a ball or a wall. What say you? First of all, a church or an individual Christian can be a ball. A ball means what? Well, a ball is easily moved. A ball offers little resistance. You kick it, it goes where you kick it. You throw it, it goes where you throw it. A ball is fun. A ball is harmless. Who doesn't like a ball? We get balls for our children. There will be 102 plus thousand people at Neyland Stadium to watch football. To watch a ball. And hopefully the orange catch the ball, and they throw the ball accurately, and they hold on to the ball, and they run the ball, and they take the ball into the checkerboard. We're watching a ball, because we love balls. Balls are fun, harmless, easily moved. They go where you want them to go. And I suggest Christians and churches can be the same way. We can be easily moved by the world and what the world wants. And what the opinions of the crowd want. We can offer little resistance to the world. We want to be fun. We want to be harmless. We want to get along. We want to be popular. We want to be liked. Why not? I suggest Peter in the gospel lesson wants Jesus to be a ball. And wants he and the disciples to be a ball. You're not going to die, Jesus. None of this death talk, this cross talk, this opposition talk. No, we're going to get along. There's going to be glory and power and popularity. Come on, Jesus. Let's be a ball, not a wall. Examples. The world out there doesn't really want to hear a lot about sin and death and hell and the judgment of God. So if we're a ball, we'll just kind of ignore those topics because people don't like to hear about them. It might offend someone. Someone actually get up and leave because we talk about that. So we just won't talk about that. We'll all get along. While, of course, they go on to hell because we didn't warn them. Or the world doesn't want to hear there's only one true God, the Blessed Trinity that we worship, the Father, Son, and Spirit. They want to hear there's many other gods. All religions are honorable and good. Let's live in peace and coexist together and all love each other and get along and worship all the gods we want to worship. That's what the world wants to hear. They don't want to hear of the one true God. And so if we're a ball, we'll just kind of ignore that and say, believe whatever you want. God loves us all, whoever that God may be. It's all up to you. Let's be in a ball. Get along. The world doesn't want to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation. His cross is the only way to be saved. Repent and believe in Jesus. So we won't talk a lot about that either. And certainly the world doesn't want to hear about the power of baptism and baptizing babies and the power of communion, the body and blood, the importance of the ministry of the church. So we'll just avoid that, not really do that. Just believe whatever you want, water it all down. We all just kind of get along. Wow. The world all goes to hell because we're afraid to teach the truth that will save them. And we all get along nice here for a little while and roll down the hill to destruction. We've all said the world's going downhill. The world's going downhill. The world's going downhill. And I agree, the world's going downhill. It's always been going downhill. And if we're a ball, we roll right along with it and go downhill. It's a fun ride to go downhill until you crash. I pray that we as a church and we as individual Christians would never be a ball. We're not here to be a ball. God says to Jeremiah, I'm going to make you a fortified wall of bronze. You're not here to be a ball, Jeremiah, to get along with everybody. You're here to be a wall for me, and I will make you into a wall. And may First Lutheran Church be a wall. And may you in your life as a Christian in this evil world be a wall. Be strong and courageous in Christ. Be steadfast and immovable like a wall. It doesn't move. It stands there. Do not apologize for the truth. Do not compromise the truth. Speak the truth and love your neighbor and to the whole world. And keep speaking the truth. Being a wall to me implies two things. It means we stand tall and we reach out to all. First of all, we stand tall. Walls stand tall. They don't hunch over. They stand tall. They're a wall. It's who they are. What they are. You're a wall. And so the Christian church. We speak the truth of the Word of God because it's the Word of God. And it's the only Word that will save us and deliver all mankind. So we speak it, even if it's not always so popular in our world. We speak it. It's the Word of God. I'd rather be on God's side than the world's side. How about you? God's going to judge me, not the world. You got to figure that out in your own heart of how you live. And so, yes, we speak of sin. And yes, we speak of death. And we speak of hell, because God does. And it's all to lead people to repentance and to faith, that they turn to Christ. That's why we talk about it. It's love to warn someone. And we speak about the one true God, Father, Son, and Spirit, and say He's the only true God, because all other gods are idols. They're of Satan, and they lead to hell, no matter how nice it may seem not to speak against them. Stand up for your God. And we speak of our beloved Savior, Jesus Christ. We don't slap Him in the face and ignore Him. We speak of Him and His cross and His resurrection for the forgiveness of sins. It saves the world, and we speak about it. And yes, we speak about the power of our baptism. And we speak about the power of communion, the body and blood of this risen Savior, for forgiveness and faith. We don't compromise. We don't water down. We speak about it. That's being a wall. And walls get picked on. Walls get graffiti written on them. And walls get rocks thrown at them. And walls get kicked sometimes. And they get nicked. And they have holes in them sometimes. But guess what? A wall doesn't move. A wall's a wall. It stands strong. We stand strong in Christ. We'll get picked on, spit upon, ridiculed, mocked. We don't run and hide. We stand strong. For we are a fortified wall, fortified with Christ Himself. We eat His body, drink His blood, we hear His holy word, and He's conquered all of hell. We're fortified with Christ. He really is the wall, and we're just a part of Him and the Spirit. And so we fear nothing. You probably all saw that video of the little kids that were in the aquarium. And that big white whale came up to them, and the big white whale, a beluga whale, whatever it is, was right there face to face with the kids in this aquarium. And the whale kind of went like that to the kids three or four times, playing peekaboo, trying to scare them. And what did the kids do? The kids stepped away initially, then they just stood there and giggled. They got a big 1,000-pound whale in front of them, a foot away, 2 feet away, and they smile at a whale who's opening its mouth to them? Come on, kids. Why do they stand there? Because there's a glass wall in between. I'm not afraid of you. Don't be afraid of the big, bad world out there. We have the wall of Christ who protects us. The wall of angels of heaven that protect us. If God is for us, say with me, who can be against us? Stand tall, church. Proclaim the truth. And then secondly, the wall implies reaching out to all people. A wall's visible. We're visible in this world. God says, I'm going to make you into a bronze wall. Bronze is very important. Back in that day, when you think of bronze, a couple things you would think of that both imply the same thing. You would think of the brazen altar. You entered the temple, and the first thing you would see is the bronze altar where sacrifices were made. Bronze was a symbol of mercy. Bronze, a symbol of love, of forgiveness, and enduring forgiveness. Bronze is strong. It perseveres. It endures. It is what it is. And so God's love and mercy endure forever. God does not just forgive us one time and say, to hell with you. That's not God. God forgives and forgives and forgives. He's merciful all the time. And so that's the church. You might also think of the bronze snake. where the people were crying out because snakes were biting them, and God told Moses, put up the bronze snake, and if they look at it, they'll live. Again, bronze, a symbol of mercy, forgiveness, life. And so God says to the church, I'm making you into a bronze wall, which means you are to show forth my mercy. You are to be merciful people. And you are to love all people. And forgive 70 times, 7 times. And pray for those who persecute you. And show mercy until they kill you. And even then you cry out, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You're people of unending love and mercy. And this is the difficulty for the church. To stand firm on the truth, but not be hard-headed and edgy and mean and hateful. Well, no one cares what you have to say because you're such a hateful person. You might be right, but you don't have any love. And the other side is to be so loving and nice and kind that you water down the truth and stand for nothing. We are both firm, but oh, we are forgiving. We preach sin, but we doubly, triply preach salvation in the name of Jesus for all sinners. Come and receive. We preach judgment to save sinners, but more so, doubly, triply, we preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified. There's the judgment of God on Jesus. My sins are forgiven. I'm not guilty. And so you too, friend, believe in Jesus and be baptized and come into the church. We preach law, yes, but doubly, triply, we preach gospel because gospel saves. The mercy and love of God in Calvary's cross. And we speak that and speak that and preach that and show it in how we live and treat people. Because that's who we are. We're not a brown wall, ugly and dirty. We're a bronze wall to glisten and shine with the love of God for our neighbor and for the lowly and for the enemy, for the one no one else will love, even the one who persecutes us. I still love you, friend. I always will in Jesus and pray for you. You hear what happened to Peyton Manning, the legend of Tennessee this week? You know, the Mr. Nice Guy on our Tenova commercials, and he is a very nice man. You know what happened to him? You didn't read about it? He got fined for taunting. Peyton Manning taunting in a football game? He got fined thousands of dollars for taunting. Totally out of character. Yes, it is. I think he'll survive, though. When we are mean and angry, may that be so out of character for us that people say, wow, the church is unloving? The church is mean and rude? How out of character? Why? Because we are such nice guys 99.9% of the time. We love. What is our character? What's your reputation? We are the nice guys on this earth, nice in a strong way, merciful, forgiving, caring. Nobody else will help you, I'll help you. Nobody else loves you, I'll love you. Nobody else cares, I care, because Christ cares. And Christ has saved me. I want you to know His love too. Be who you are. A fortified wall of bronze. That's our character. It's who we are. What are you? Ball or wall? Amen. Let's stand.